Holes in the shofar. The Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin and Abayis tells us, Nikei V'sasma. If you have a hole in the shofar and you seal the hole, it depends if it changes the sound of the shofar. Ima Akei V'satzkiya, possible. If it changes the sound of the shofar, it's going to be possible. V'im Lav, kosher. If it doesn't change the sound of the shofar, it's going to be kosher. Now, there's a lot of background here. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch first. Okay, this is from the Yerushalmi. The first line in the Mechaber is from the Yerushalmi. Tov kuf pei rav siv zayin. Im nikev, if your shofar gets a hole, im lo sasma, if you don't seal it, because we have a whole discussion here about sealing it. The Mishnah, Breitza, Machalikis Tana, Machalikis Samurai, Machalikis Rishonim. That's all if you seal the hole. What if you don't seal the hole? In Nikev, in Lo Sasmo, if you didn't seal the hole, Afa Pisha Nishtana Kolo Kosher. Even though it has a different sound, it's kosher. Because you haven't put any foreign substance over there. So it's called, all the kolos of the shofar are kosher. So this is called the shofar. Miyu, says Rama. And it's called, if you have another shofar, you should not lichatchila blow shofar if it has a hole in it. Why? Those that say not to blow with a shofar that has a hole in it. So if you didn't seal it, even though it changes the sound, it's kosher. Shekola kolos k'sherim b'shofar b'chanal. V'hainu afilu lichatchila da'as ha'machaber. It's even lichatchila, it's no problem. Okay, then the Ramah tells us, no, it's only b'di'evit. Ki yesh omrim that you shouldn't blow with such a shofar. What does that mean? Look at the Shemot of Katan. Chaf. Ches. Miu. Ki yesh omrim. Sviel the shofar nakuf posel kamo shofar shenisdak. Then a shofar with a hole in it is like a shofar with a crack. A shofar with a crack is highly problematic, as is discussed in Sif Ches and Sif Tes. Okay? And many times the crack will, I mean, there are many different shitas, and many different types of cracks, different shitas in the cracks, but a crack in a shofar can possibly shofar, and there are those that hold that a hole in a shofar is like a crack in the shofar. The Yeish Tan Alocha Shadeazu Lechatchila says the Mishibur Sif Katan Chav Ches explaining the Ramah. The Chatchila, we should be concerned about this opinion, that maybe the hole is like a crack, and maybe it could possibly puzzle the shofar. V'afil m'shtayr bar shir tkiya l'malah l'tzer ha'peh she'en bo nekev chal. Even if from the mouth, you have a shir tkiya, you have a generous tefach of shofar before the hole starts, you still, the Chatchila, should not use such a shofar. Okay, so, if you did not seal the hole, Yerushalmi seems to say that it's kosher, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Kosher lechatchila to use a shofar with a hole in it if you don't seal the hole. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah says, not so fast. That those that hold in a hole is like a crack, and just like a crack could possibly puzzle the shofar, who within a hole could possibly puzzle the shofar, lechatchila you should not use a shofar with a hole in it. Okay, that's the easy part of the sif. Now let's go back to the sugya. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin just says if you have a hole and you seal the hole, it depends if it changes the sound of the shofar. Again, it's only if you seal it. If you don't seal it, and even if it changes the sound of the shofar, we don't care. Every shofar sounds different. There's no foreign substance causing the change in the sound. So the Mishnah leaves out a lot of details. The Mishnah is only concerned about whether it changes the sound of the tkiya or not. Then the Gemara over there, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, brings out a brisa. Nike v'sasmo says the Tanakama, bein b'mino ben shelo b'mino, possum. If you seal the crack, Tanakama holds possum. We don't paskin like the Tanakama. We paskin like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson in the Mishnah says, b'mino kosher. Shalom Amino, puzzle, if you seal it with a shofar type of substance, it's going to be kosher. If you seal it with an outside substance, it's going to be possible. So far, the Mishnah tells us we're concerned if sealing it changes the sound of the shofar. The Braisa, we're passing like Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson, the Braisa tells us we're concerned with what material are you using to seal the sound of the shofar. Then the Gemara goes on to give two versions of Rav Yochanan within Rav Nosson. That which Rav Nosson said, that if you seal the shofar with mino, with the same type of material, with shofar material, it's going to be kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who shenishtaya rubo. It's only if the most of the shofar is still there, and the whole is not a majority of the shofar. Who shenishtaya rubo. That's when you seal it with the shofar material, it's going to be kosher. The Gemara derives from there. Then if you're sealing it with non-shofar material, that's going to be possible, even though it's a relatively small hole. Fine. Now, there's another version of Rabbi Yochanan that is going on the Seifa, but the halacha is like the first opinion, so we're going to make things less complicated. The halacha is like the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yochanan that we just said, that you need the majority of the shofar to not be hold. Majority of the shofar does not have a hole. Or hu shenishtayer rubo. Rubo the shofar is not a hole. It's more shofar than hole. Okay, so it turns out we have three ingredients to determine the kashrus of a shofar with a hole that's been sealed. We need to know, now we have to figure out how to work these three ingredients, but the three relevant ingredients, or three relevant things. One is, does it change the sound of the shofar? Two, what material did you use factors. To seal? What?
Factors.
Three factors, thank you very much. Three factors. One, does it change the sound of the shofar blast? Two, what did you use to seal the hole? Is it a shofar type material, shofar material, or some other material? Three, how big is the hole? How much of the shofar is left? How big is the hole? Okay. Now, within those three opinions, now we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says that when Rav Nosson tells me that mibino kosher, shelo bimino pasul, he's talking about where it doesn't change the sound of the shofar. Now, the Braisa doesn't say anything about changing the sound of the shofar. The Mishnah talks about changing the sound if the sealant is going to change the sound of the shofar. The Braisa doesn't mention that. The Braisa just mentions what you use to seal it. The other two factors, factor two and three, doesn't mention factor one. Says the Rambam, Rav Nosson, who tells us if mino is shofar material kosher, non-shofar material pasul. That's referring to ein ma'akev es hatzkiah, if it doesn't change the sound of the tzkiah. So if it doesn't change the sound of the tzkiah, and then you seal it with the proper material, it's going to be kosher. And you really need all three ingredients, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need to make sure the hole's not too big. So if it's sealed with shofar-like material, and it didn't change the sound of the shofar when I sealed it, and the hole's not too big, three, what's called tlasa, the malusa, or the tibusa, I need all three. Doesn't change the sound. It's fixed with shofar material, and the hole's not too big. Then it's going to be kosher. That's the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch.
Points in favor?
What?
Points in favor of...
I don't know. You need the three ingredients. Now they become ingredients. The three factors now become three ingredients. You need all three ingredients. Good. The Rosh says something different. The Rosh says that Rav Nosson is going on when it is ma'akiv the tzkiah. Even though it changes the sound of the tzkiah, if the sealant is shofar material, it's going to be kosher. But the hole can't be too big. Everyone agrees the hole can't be too big. But even if it changes the sound of the shofar, as long as it's shofar material and the hole's not too big, it's kosher. If it doesn't change the sound of the shofar, then even if you seal it with a different material, it's going to be kosher.
A
as long as the hole's not too big. So according to the Rosh, you only need two ingredients. Only two of the factors, factor one and two, are... No, I take that back. You need number three. You need three with two or three with one. Three every ingredients you need. Okay, but you don't need all three ingredients. The Rambam says you need all three ingredients. The Rosh says you only need two ingredients. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the first opinion as the Iker opinion, and then the Shulchan Aruch tells us that B'Sha'as Adchak, you're stuck, you can rely on the Rosh. Okay, let's try to see that now. So the Mishnah Berurah says this a lot, all of it, in the introduction. That's it. Mishnah Sivkan Chavav. Agdim Azas If Hakdama Kitzara, a short introduction. Vuhu, Isim Gamar, here's the Braisa. Nikev Sasmo, you have a hole and you seal the hole. Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino, Puzzle the Tanakama hole, it doesn't matter how you seal the hole, what material is going to be puzzle. We don't puzzle like Tanakama. Reminasar Amer, Bemino Kasha, Shalom Bemino Puzzle. If you use the shofar material, Kasha, non shofar material, puzzle. The Kasa Poskin, the Kamilon Kerb Nasan, we pass it like a Nasan, not like the Tanakama. Depends on the material. Marmina and Sham, but we're not done yet, because that's only one factor. Ha, the Machshav Nasan Bemino, that, which of Nasan said, that the shofar is kosher if you seal it with shofar type material. The Afka Kishin Nishtaye Rubo Shalo Nikin. The third factor, everyone agrees is necessary. The hole can't be too big. We have a machlokas rishonim. A Rambam v'siyata mafarshim the Rebbe Nosson koya ein ma'akiv es hatzkiya. Rebbe Nosson is going on the ein ma'akiv es hatzkiya. It doesn't change the sound. Dainu. Achar stima. After this, it's sealed. Chazar kolu l'kamo shahaya tchila kodem shenikev. It goes back to the same sound that it had before it got the hole originally. Even though the sound went back to its original sound, ain't kosher ela bemino. It's still not going to be kosher unless you use shofar type material to seal it. Nimta ba'ina tlasa lemalusa. I need three ingredients. All three ingredients, according to the Rambam. First of all, ain't a makavir tzkiya. The sound went back to the way it was originally. Two, bemino. It needs to be sealed with shofar like material. Three, nishtaya rubo. The hole can't be too big. Havalim choser echa mi'elu puzzle. If you're missing one ingredient, it's possible. Zu he had there harishona shuva kam. That's the first opinion that we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look at this opinion in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we're in Tavkuf Pei Vav Siv Zayin. We did the first two lines. That's when we didn't seal the hole. But now we're sealing the hole. So I'm on line 3. It's the last line on the page. Page Nun Tes in my edition. Vim Sasmo, you seal the hole shalo bemino with a different material. Non-shofar material. Even though the sound goes back to its original sound. Went back to its original sound before it got the hole. Puzzle! It's going to be puzzle. Even though I have two of the three ingredients, it's the sound went back to what it was. If the hole's not too big, but since I used non-shofar material, it's going to be puzzle. Because this is the Rambam. You need all three ingredients. Continues the Mechaber. Bim sasmo bimino. If you sealed it with shofar-like material, im nishtaye rubo, and the hole's not too big, most of the shofar is there, im nishtaye rubo shalev, velo iku hanekavim shenistamu es hatkia, if I have all three, I sealed it with shofar type material. The hole's not too big. And the sound went back to the way it was originally, kosher. Continues the Mechaber. But if I'm missing one of the three ingredients, the shofar is going to be puzzle. This is Shitas HaRambam. So the Shas Adchak is going to be Shittas HaRosh. Let's go back to the introduction. The Mishmur's introduction, the previous page on Siv Katan Chaf Vav. So he brought down, he explained the Rambam, and told us it's the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and that's what we just saw. Now we're going to look at the Rosh. Okay, so most of the way down, Mishmur Siv Katan Chaf Vav. The first word on the line is Va'Rosh. Varosh, Visiyato, the Rosh, and his team, Svirlu, they hold Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nassim, who says, "Vemino kasha shlobi in pasa koi raka ma'akev hatkia." He's going back on if it changes the sound of the tkia. If it changes the sound of the tkia, and you did shlobimino, then it's going to be pasa. But if it changes the sound of the tkia, but you use shofar type material, afilochi kosher bimino, it's going to be kosher if you use shofar type material, even if it changes the sound. If it doesn't change the sound of the shofar, it means it went back to its original sound. Afilochimino kosher, even if it's a different material, it's going to be kosher. Im dishtayer ruba. So, looking at our three factors, the Rosh holds number three. Everyone agrees you need number three. The hole can't be too big. Most of the shofar has to be intact. But the Rosh holds, the Rambam holds you need one, two, or three, all three ingredients. The Rosh says, no, you need ingredient number three and one or two. I don't need one answer. Either or. Either it doesn't change the sound, and then it's okay with a different type of material. Or if it does change the sound, it's okay, as long as I use shofar type material.
It's a very big hole, a very big maximum hole. You only need is more than half the shofar.
Right. We're allowing a very large hole, correct. But, yeah, what are the chances that a very big hole, you're going to seal it and it's going to go back to its original sound? Okay. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Rosh. Umamela lefi biur zeh havei lekula. According to the Rosh's way of understanding the sugya, we have a kula, a leniency. Dilo ba'ina latarte, you only need two out of the three. Not any two, I need number three. After three, I need one or two. Da hainu. Mino, if it's mino, verubo, and most of the shofar is intact. Ba'afilu ma'akev, even if it changes the sound of the shofar, it's still going to be okay. Or rubo ve'eno ma'akev, or mostly intact, it doesn't change the sound, and then it's okay ba'afilu in amino, even if you use a different type of material. Ve'zeo shesim ha'machar ve'lekame v'imu shasat chak. Hainu sh'oz yesh lismach al rosh v'siyato. So the chatchila, you follow Shitas HaRambam, you need all three ingredients. B'shasat chak, he's stuck. He can rely on the rush. Now let's see that inside in the next page in the Shulchan Aruch. Line 3 on page 118 in my edition. The b'shasat chak, he's stuck. She'ein shofar acher matzui. He doesn't have another shofar. This is the only shofar we have. Yesh lahachshir, you can kasha the shofar. Bisasmo bimino, if you sealed it with shofar type material, in nishtai rubo, and it's mostly intact, even if the shofar did not go back to its original sound, because I have three and two. All I need is three and two, or three and one. Nechain, similarly. Yesh lahachmir bisasmo shalo bimino. I can even kasha the shofar if I sealed it with different material. If I have the other two ingredients, other two factors, ingredients. In the shtayer rubo, mostly intact, v'chaz ha'kolo k'mo shayah v'tchila kodem shenikev, that the sound went back to its original sound, so it's going to be okay, even if I sealed it with a different type of material. Okay, now, let's say I didn't have another shofar, so I blew the Rosh's shofar. I want to blow the Rosh Hashofar. The Gemara says, "Sifkata lamid hey yesh lahachshir." The samchina la poskim the sarv dechadik atartin tibusa sagi. We hold like the we rely on the Rosh that as long as you have three and one or three and two, it's okay. You don't need all three ingredients. You need ingredient number three and then one or two. So the ayin b'pim gadam shikas says, "Din yirish yuchal levarech." The b'pim gadam holds you can make a bracha on such a shofar b'di'evin. They hold that the Rosh, they paskin the Iker opinion is like the Rosh, not like the Rambam. So he says you can make a bracha. Now, let's say I made a bracha, I blew such a shofar. And now I get a regular shofar. Fully kosher, intact, kosher according to everyone's shofar. Should I blow again? So the previous Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Daled says, even though I already blew the shofar that the Rosh kashered, I can blow it. I should blow again, but don't make a bracha. We already made a bracha the first time. But sounds like the rab for the mitzvah, just to be played safe, you should blow the shofar again. Mishmaris Sivkot Lamet Aleph emphasizes, in Nishtaya Ruba, mostly intact, Dimlo Nishtaya Ruba Shalom. If most of the shofar is not intact, Pasul Lekulei Alma. It's going to be pasul according to everybody. Why? Skip a line. Desu Batal Mimena Shem Shofar. It's no longer called the shofar. V'lo Nasa Shofar Elai Dei Steam Azu. It's not a shofar. Once it's mostly not intact, it's not a shofar. How are you? You're going to remake it into a shofar. You're going to turn it back into a shofar by putting on the patch. So that's not a one shofar. That's a shofar with something on the outside helping it, and that's no good.
Refurbish.
Okay. Then the Mishabura reiterates that Tzivkat Lamavah. So it's not just that you need, it's not any two ingredients. The ingredient number three, mostly intact, you need. Otherwise, it's not called the shofar anymore. And then I need either one or two according to the Rush. According to the Gra and the Prichodesh, that's the Iker opinion. We don't pass them, that's the Iker opinion. We pass them the Iker opinions like the Rambam, that you need all three ingredients. But for the Evet, you can rely on the Rush for those two ingredients, and the Prima Gadim tells us you can even make a bracha.
Is it a different shofar than he made the bracha on? But why is he doing it
again? I'm stuck. I only have the Rush shofar. The shofar that has two out of the three. Okay? It was mostly intact. I have ingredient three, but only one or two. Not all three. So according to the Rambam, the shofar is possible. So, b'di'evet, b'shas al tchak, we rely on the Rush, you can blow the shofar, you can even make a bracha. But if later on in the day comes across a fully kosher shofar, according to everybody, then I should blow it again without a bracha. Okay, so that is Tav, Kuf, Pei, Vav, Se'if, Zayin.